smoked a cigarette and browsed the news. A story about niggers, written by a nigger, talked about how niggers needed more, etc. The needs of a nigger are endless. A nigger on every television channel. A nigger in every movie. That is almost worse than being a nigger. At least a nigger does not want to be a nigger. A nigger does not want to be a nigger so badly he will kill everyone who is not a nigger just so that he might not be reminded that he is a nigger. I was glad to be alone again in my room, where no nigger had ever been. There are few places like this left in the world. When the nigger was freed, the world became the nigger's slave. At night, the niggers come out, brave in the absence of light, as if the night were an accomplice to the niggers, lending shadow to the misdeeds of the niggers. Beneath the luminescence of gaudy street lights, the gangs of niggers, in feral nigger packs, would stumble and howl liquored up on cheap nigger drinks and enthused by the scantily clad negresses. In the day, these niggers were more docile. The tumult of the niggers grew tedious and I decided to leave, to walk perhaps to a place where no niggers ever went. To do this, I needed to walk down the nigger-stained streets and wait in subway overrun by niggers. Every nigger looked at me as if waiting for me to call them what they is niggers. Knew what I is not a nigger. Knew them to be. Most of the passengers were niggers or nigglets. Each nigger stared at the other niggers with the suspicion that infects every nigger due to the violence inherent in each nigger, and no one knows what a nigger is capable of more than a nigger. That is why niggers always leer as they do, for niggers assume that everyone has a propensity for violence equal to a nigger's. In the fresh blossoming night air after I had risen from the stench of the niggers did subway, I felt a peace that can only be known when all niggers are absent. Perhaps this is why niggers are so disgruntled they never have the chance to leave niggers behind. Perhaps these types of free and fresh nights are not available to niggers who must leer with nigger hate in their nigger heads and nigger hearts all the days of their niggerly lives. But now the streets were clean, vacant of all niggers and the cacophony of niggers. I had come out of that nigger Gehenna where the golems of the nigger-loving Ikes waste and writhe. I was lost in the coolness of a midnight devoid of niggers. It was almost ruined, knowing I would have to return to the niggers. Knowing that everywhere else, niggers were muddying everything with their nigger hands and their nigger notions. But for now there was the peace of no niggers.